Hello and welcome back to Carlson and Chill. My name is Andrew.
And I'm Courtney.
And we have a lot to talk about.
Boy, do we have a surprise for you.
So, we have a confession
tonight. What's that from?
That's VeggieTales.
Oh. I forgot. Okay. What were you going to say?
I was going to say we have a lot of explaining to do.
Yeah, you do.
So, you've probably been wondering where the heck we've been. We recorded a podcast right after our big family vacation, after our big move, and then it never came out.
It's in a lost file somewhere.
It's lost to the echoes of time. It didn't sound good.
No, and, you know, life just got real crazy.
Speaking of didn't sound good, this is our 15th time setting up, trying to set up a recording setup again. We can't get both microphones working, so we're back down to one. Just like the beginning.
Every time something happens. But it's okay. We're here doing it.
Yes.
Andrew figured it out.
And it sounds good. The other microphone was just crazy popping, and I don't know if it was the computer or my microphone, but pop, block, and drop. We're using Courtney's pink one right now.
Yeah.
So.
And then on top of that, there was a whole bunch of noise going on. The washer, people mowing their grass outside. Now the dog is snoring.
But
let me tell you. Here, when one person mows their grass, everyone mows their grass.
And it never stops.
It never stops. It's just a cycle of there's one old guy outside who mows his grass, and the next old guy is like, oh, maybe I should mow my grass.
I don't think the grass has ever been above an inch and a half.
Never. One day I saw them out there mowing, and you couldn't even tell what they were mowing. It was really funny.
Yeah, it's like, why? That's all they do.
But, you know, to each their own.
So let's rewind a little bit. And I guess we can start back to how life has been since we've moved here to Indiana.
Drum roll, please.
So we've been here how long now?
7 months.
About 7 months.
Yeah. So a little over half a year.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. It still feels like just yesterday.
Yeah. I really wish it hasn't been 7 months since we did our last podcast.
That's so insane. Man, I really think a big part of it is just routine. Like, we've uprooted our whole routine. And everything is just, synced? It hasn't.
In sync?
No, not in sync. That's a band.
Oh.
I almost started singing a song by Elevation Worship. I'm like, nope, that's the wrong band.
Nope, you can't do that either.
I was going to say, goodbye yesterday.
That's not in
sync. That's not the right one. We still haven't even done like date nights because we just, like every Wednesday back home was our date night. And we haven't even implemented that yet because.
Because we have a youth group now.
It's crazy. Yeah, Andrew's got so many responsibilities.
I'm responsible, guys.
Can you believe that?
I have a job that I love, and it's actually pretty amazing.
Andrew has been in a good mood most of the time when he comes home now, and it's been pretty great.
What have my bad moods mostly have been lately from?
Technology. You ran out of jelly beans at work.
I did run out of jelly beans. I was frustrated hanging something up.
Yeah.
That shelf was really bad.
Oh, man. Anytime I ask Andrew to hang up something, it's
I have hung up so many things. Just call me the hangman.
I don't really love that.
All right, then what do you call me?
That sounds bad. The hangman?
Yeah, the hangman.
Like, maybe the... No, that doesn't sound... I was going to say the hammer man, but that doesn't sound any better.
Okay.
We'll call you Andrew.
Sure. So... We got to experience fall.
Yeah, and it was great. The one thing I think we both agreed on is the season changes. Chef's kiss. Like, they've been so good. We've never experienced season changes.
We will talk about winter, but I want to start with fall.
Yes.
So, I did not realize how short that window of the leaves changing is.
Yeah, we freaking missed it because we went on vacay.
So, the leaves change, and then you get one... big windstorm, and they're all gone.
You basically get a week.
Yeah.
And if you miss it, you miss it. Like, we went on family vacay. We saw some of the leaves falling. There was, remember that one road that had all the yellow leaves? It was so pretty.
And all the pumpkins.
In Kentucky?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in Kentucky. And it was beautiful. We're like, oh, look, the leaves are falling. And then we came back. We're like, what the heck? There's zero leaves on any of the trees. Yep. All the leaves on our tree in our backyard all fell off. They were all gone. I'm not used to that.
You want to know how long it's been? We lost like half of our trees since we last did the podcast. They got cut down. The two on the side.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah, they did. Well, and from that really bad hurricane, even though it didn't hit us, we had such bad wind. Like, all of our branches fell down.
Mm-hmm. So, we haven't been getting hurricanes, but we have been getting tornadoes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, like, there's lots of different seasons up here. Not just fall, winter, spring, that no one's warned us about. Gnat season. And ladybug season. And stink bug season. And tornado season.
Indiana has seven different plagues that of different insects that just infest everything. Oh my gosh.
If it's not a stink bug, it's not even the real ladybugs. It's the Asian lady beetles that bite.
Yeah. They're nothing but fakers.
There's a plague of those. And if it's not the ladybugs, it's the gnats. And if it's not the gnats, it's the flies. You know where we're living? In Egypt with the plagues.
This is pretty much the Egypt. We're living in a state of denial.
Oh, man. Okay.
So fall was really cool because got to see the color leaves except us, and then all the leaves fell down. And then...
But it started getting cooler, and it was so nice.
And then we got to experience our first winter.
Winter. Oh, wait. I got to say one more thing. When we were down here, it was so cute. We took Marley on a little walk, and it was a little chilly outside, so we put a little polar bear sweater on her, and she loved it. And we took her to the park and let her off the leash. Oh, my gosh. I wish I had a video. She was rolling around in all the leaves, crunching them up, doing zoomies back and forth. She loves it too. Except when it gets to winter.
Except winter.
So now Marley, we're in winter. Hates winter. She really is a Florida dog. And poor girlfriend, she just turned 11 and she doesn't know what's happening.
So apparently this winter was one of the, like, I guess worst winters that Indiana has had in a long time, at least in this area.
Yeah.
They don't usually get that much snow. I've heard that probably 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to believe when it snowed so much.
Oh my gosh, in that 1 week, it snowed like 2 feet. And then I had to, because Marley doesn't like the snow, she refused to go out in it. So I had to shovel a path from our back patio out into the yard so she'd go potty. And then I shoveled one night at like 11 o'clock because that's when it finally stopped snowing. And the next morning I woke up and there was like another foot of snow on the ground.
Yeah. It was rough. We learned many things living through our first winter that we did not know about before not having winter. Not having remote start for our vehicles is a huge bummer.
Yeah.
Because if it snows too hard, your car door freezes and you can't get in.
Yeah. Also, having to have like the anti-freeze stuff in your car for your gas and for your water. I'm doing this motion. I wish you guys could see.
You're making a motion and no one can see it.
For the windshield wipers, your windshield fluid wiper.
Windshield wiper fluid.
Windshield wiper fluid. There you go. For that. And it's crazy. I feel like we're talking a lot about the bad things. There were a lot of good things.
It was so great being inside and looking outside.
Like, for one, it was nice to not sweat in the winter time.
Yeah.
Like, I actually got to put a sweater, and not just a sweater, a jacket on.
Yeah, we got weatherproof jackets because getting snow on them.
Shout out to Holly.
Shout out to Holly.
She has jackets for Christmas.
Yeah.
Woo.
So we froze our butts off until Christmas. But it was really nice to experience.
It was so nice. And this was my first time seeing snow. So it was so pretty watching it fall and like gather on the ground. And we got an electric fireplace. So we got to turn that on and we made cookies and set up the fire or the Christmas tree. It was just beautiful.
Yeah. Christmas here was really nice.
Yeah.
Did we have a white Christmas?
No, we didn't. We had a white Thanksgiving.
We did.
It started snowing Thanksgiving night. And we were on the highway and that was my first time driving in snow. And it was terrifying. And let me tell you, Andrew didn't care because he was in the passenger side snoring.
I ate way too much and passed out.
And I woke him up by crying.
So driving on icy roads is not fun.
It was an experience. I think if I had done it before, it wouldn't have been so bad, but...
There's just so much that can go wrong and not a lot you can control.
Yeah.
A lot of people got flipped on the side of the road.
Oh my gosh, yeah. It was crazy how many trucks I saw on their sides.
It gets a little slippery when it snows.
A little slippery.
And it's worst when the snow thaws and then it refreezes. That's where the danger comes from.
That was kind of scary. What else did we do in the winter time? What are some good things we did in the winter time?
You made a snow angel.
Oh, yeah, I made a snow angel for the first time. That was awesome.
We didn't make any snowmen, but we did have friends who did, and they also had a sledding hill.
Oh, yeah, we went and watched the kids from church go sledding on their hill, which was awesome. And their mom made sourdough chocolate chip cookies and hot chocolate. Oh, so good. And then the kids had their Christmas play at church. That was awesome.
It was about bread.
It was so cute. Oh, it was our first Christmas here with you as the associate minister. And we said associate pastor, which is basically the same thing.
Yeah, more or less.
But that was great. We did miss our family.
Yeah, we didn't travel home because church and Christmas, it's a busy time. It's a necessary time.
Yeah.
So holidays and church are going to be a little weird.
But we got to spend the holidays with some of the other people from church. And
yeah.
It was awesome. We had a great time.
It seemed like it was just off and on snowing and cold. But it was nice. It felt nice seeing the snow everywhere. It was really beautiful.
Yeah, it was really pretty.
Fun to look at, not fun to drive in or be in.
I loved being on the couch looking out the window at the snow. 10 out of 10. Ooh. Oh, and we went to downtown Indianapolis. Or was it Grind? The Grind? Grind Street Coffee? Grind?
Georgia Street Grind.
Georgia Street Grind. Man, I cannot remember anything. They had the best apple cider chai latte.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
It was like melt in your mouth.
And with the cool day, oh, it was just like, it was heaven.
And we also got a peppermint patty latte.
Yeah.
And that was really good too.
And Andrew actually drank it hot, and he doesn't drink hot drinks, but he said he loved it.
I will have that hot any day.
Yeah. Hot.
So that was probably our favorite coffee place we've been to since we've moved up here.
Oh, heck yeah.
And we found several other coffee places that we really enjoy.
Yeah. The coffee has not disappointed. Well, it did at one place, but we don't need to talk about it.
We don't need to be negative Nancys.
We've already been very negative.
We also, our coffee station was our highlight at our old home.
Yeah.
And we remodeled and made it even better here.
Heck yeah.
We got some new signs. Courtney painted a beautiful arch behind the coffee bar.
But shout out to Andrew because he measured and taped it for me.
Yeah, I helped tape it off so that the arch would be nice and smooth.
I originally did it and he came out and he said, "What the heck is that?" And he redid it for me so graciously.
Yeah.
So it looks pretty awesome.
Yeah. And we got a lot of new cups and new little knickknacks, and we really enjoy our coffee station still. And peanut butter coffee is still our absolute favorite thing.
Mm, yeah.
Did we do peanut butter coffee before we moved up?
Nope. Because remember, we tried it after family vacay.
That's right.
Which is probably in the lost file.
It is in the lost files. We experienced peanut butter coffee, and we decided to make it ourselves.
Oh, it's so good.
It is so, so good. If you have not had peanut butter cold brew coffee, that is our absolute new favorite thing.
You can find a recipe online pretty easily if you just Google it. But also, it's literally just almond milk, ice, peanut butter, and cold brew.
Yep.
And, oh my gosh. Like, and you blend it. Try it. It's so, so good.
It's almost like a peanut butter coffee smoothie.
Yeah. And I even did it with the protein peanut butter. That's like the powder. Mm-hmm. It's not the
the liquid peanut butter.
Not the regular peanut butter. And it's still pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
So, shout out to peanut butter.
Shout out to peanut butter cold brew coffee. That's going to go in our shout outs at the end.
Shout out.
Hey, remember when we did shout outs?
I don't. Did we? Did we ever do that?
Yes, we did. Oh, we, like, what have you been up to this week kind of
stuff.
Oh,
that wasn't a shout out, though.
What have you been up to this year?
Oh, my gosh. Too many things.
So, after winter, we got to experience spring.
Which I think spring has been my favorite so far.
Hey, guys, did you know that in other states, the trees bloom flowers?
They're so pretty. And actual just regular flowers are everywhere? I didn't know that. Because nothing grows in Florida because it's so freaking hot.
Nothing ever grows.
It was amazing to, like, once it got warmer, I was like, oh, I love my life. Everything is beautiful and perfect after winter. And now I kind of understand spring, why everyone likes spring so much.
Yeah. Everything just blooms. There's so much color.
Yeah.
Like, the colors are crazy.
And it's so fun to watch all the different flowers pop up. Like, at first there was daffodils. And now there's, like, all kinds of different lilies popping up.
Yeah, orange lilies.
Mm-hmm. The fields are covered in these little purple flowers when they weren't being plowed yet. Oh, it was just, everything was so pretty.
Yeah. And some, there's an infamous tree that when it blooms, it smells like dead fish.
Do you remember what it's called?
I don't.
I don't either.
But there's a dead fish tree. It's really pretty, though. It is very pretty. Corny's back and better than ever.
I'm back, baby. You're welcome. Yeah.
So, springtime is when we started experiencing a lot of the tornadoes.
Oh, yeah. That was scary. That's when everyone was like, oh, we warned you about the snow, but no one told you about the tornadoes. And we're like, yeah, no one did tell us about the tornadoes.
And then heard the same thing I did in winter. We don't usually get this many tornadoes. It's like, all right, what do you not get?
Everyone in Indiana is lying.
It's just, it's a facade. It's all fake, and they're just trying to keep us here. But we really do love living here in Indiana.
Oh my gosh, it's just, yeah, it's been great. I mean...
I don't know what you mean.
I was going to say, I mean, I'm just negative by default, which is really awful. I need to work on that. But I have loved every minute living up here so far, besides the bugs.
Other than the plague and the cacophony of snow.
Besides the bugs, I could tolerate everything else. But I just literally killed a giant, like, centipede cockroach thing in our house right before this.
It's a house centipede, and if you Google it, prepare your nightmares.
And I had to kill it with my own foot because it was going so fast.
They are extremely quick.
It was really gross. But, okay, so let's do this. What are your top three highlights for moving up here so far?
Top three highlights?
Yeah.
Having a job that I love.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So we started youth group. We did mention that. We started it back in January. Mm-hmm. And we've been having that on Wednesday nights. And we've been having it at our local community center, which has been awesome.
Yeah.
Because it's got a basketball court and it has its, like, own space, which there isn't enough space to really have our own space at the church. But having it at the community building has been awesome.
Yeah. And our kids, like, they really are awesome.
They rock.
They're so cool. I'm kind of jealous. I want to be them.
We talked about prayer. We talked about how to read the Bible effectively. We talked about life journaling.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about a lot.
Yep.
And it's been really great just meeting up and having a place where the kids can learn and just and hang out and worship.
Yeah, for sure.
Our worship space has, like, morphed over time, where at first it was a pretty elaborate setup and nothing too extravagant, but over time, we, like, shifted to the other side of the room and made it something easily manageable. Because we had to tear down and set it up every week.
Yeah. I feel like it's okay to go with the flow.
Yeah.
You know? Change is good. Okay, so that was number one. What's number two?
Number two?
Ooh, Marley's doing a big stretches.
What's your number one?
Ooh, good question. My number one. I mean, so far, legitly, the weather. Yeah. It just not being humid 100% of the time. It's been great. And everyone says, watch out for summer. It gets so hot. But honestly...
Boo on you.
I mean, one, we're used to it because it was always 100 degrees with 100% humidity. So we're okay. And number two, I can, like, open my door without being hit by a wave of hot air. And it's great.
But you will be hit by a wave of bugs.
I will be hit by bugs. And I don't know how I feel about that. But... Number one has to be the weather. It does get hot still. I'm not saying it doesn't get hot, but...
Having it be usually...
Knowing there's an end.
Yeah, knowing it's like 70 degrees and just not needing to sweat is perfect.
Knowing that it's going to get cooler, and when it gets cooler, I'm going to wish for it to be warmer. I don't know. I just have loved every part of the weather. So weather for me. Number two, go.
Number two, go. I have really enjoyed being close to friends.
Yeah.
We made a lot of friends.
Oh my gosh, yeah. It's been really cool. And we've talked to and done things with people 500,000% more than we did in Florida, which is crazy. Because did we mention there's only like 400 people in our town?
We have.
So we live in a very small town.
But we have been much more sociable and made a lot of awesome connections.
But we have really full hearts.
Yes. And Courtney has started back up her bread biz, and she brought in so many customers from that.
Yeah, it's been so great, which I'm very thankful because the reason I'm doing that is we're going on a mission trip in October.
We are.
To Mexico, and we're super excited. So I started selling bread to raise some money for that, which has been great.
You have been making bread. You've been making sourdough.
Yeah.
Courtney will get to the sourdough.
Okay, that's my number two, is sourdough. For some reason, I could not get my starter to live in Florida.
And I think we talked about that.
Yeah, I think between like the elevation and the climate and the humidity and all that jazz, like the heat, because all that plays a role in it. It's been, I have had zero problems since moving up here.
One of our new friends gave Courtney a sourdough starter and Courtney unlocked the power.
I unlocked the power.
How many sourdough things have you made?
Oh, so many. Okay, I made sourdough bread and I made all kinds of bread. Jalapeno and cheese, blueberry and honey. I made sourdough danishes with jam in the middle, which you said was your favorite thing I've made so far.
Yeah.
I've made croissants. I've made English muffins. I've made...
Cookies?
Cookies, yeah.
Cookies are number two. Those bagels. Are so good.
Yeah, those cookies are bomb.
Sourdough can do a whole lot. You even made goldfish.
Yeah, I made goldfish. Oh, I made those Cheddar Bay biscuits like Red Lobster. But I think mine were better.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember? That was the first thing I made.
That was one of the first things.
With my discard.
Courtney has just been baking up a storm.
Heck yeah.
And it's been really awesome.
Yep. We also gained some pounds, so.
A little bit of poundage.
Oh. I don't know how I feel about that either.
It's okay. You don't have to feel anything.
Okay, thanks.
I would say my number three has just been being, like, traveling to new places and discovering our new favorite things.
Yeah, for sure.
Traveled to Indianapolis a few times. We've traveled to Bloomington, and I got to travel to Terre Haute recently. Mm-hmm. And Evansville. Evansville is really exciting, but... there's a time zone difference, and so traveling to Evansville, which is about an hour away, you lose an hour, and then you gain that hour back when you drive back.
Yeah, it's been real funky, especially for the airport, because we're like, okay, we have to be at the airport at 8:30, so we have to leave the house at 8:30. It's been real funny.
It is a weird feeling, but yeah, experiencing new things at those locations has been really fun. And it is a drive to really get around and do a whole lot, but it's better than being stuck in traffic.
I think my number three is just the dream I have here, which sounds really weird. But, like, I felt like we were kind of stuck back in Florida. And not stuck in a bad way, just, like, I don't know. It was very, like, well, what do we do now? What do we do next? Like... planning for the future, but nothing seeming attainable. And now it does seem attainable. We have a beautiful house that we live in that we're so grateful for. We have an awesome community, neighbors, church family. Like, we love where we are. Like, I see the possibility of us having kids and, you know, building onto our house or potentially moving to a different place. And, like, I don't know. It just has been a good, like, spirit lifter, I guess.
Yeah.
And I think, honestly, that just comes from following God's direction, because it was all God, which we've said a ton of times.
But you guys know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really has been a blessing, and there's not really a day that goes by that we look at each other and we just say, I really love being here and I love being with you.
Yeah.
And we say that a lot. And we did not say that. Well, we said we love you back home, but we didn't say we love you.
We always said, oh, we can't wait to get out of this place.
No.
And now we're out. But real talk, we do miss our friends and family. Well, I mean, at least I do. I love where we are, and I honestly don't really want to go back to Florida. But I do miss the people we left there.
Yeah. That's an update since we've last been on the podcast. My little sister is having a baby.
Yay!
Very soon.
Yeah. July 4th. Happy Independence Day.
So she has basically gone through her entire pregnancy since we last recorded.
Yeah, that has been one thing I've missed too, is basically all of my friends have told me that they're pregnant or they've had a baby since I've moved, which is so sad because I want to be there. And then, of course, Andrew's little sister is having a baby, which we are going down to see soon. So we're super excited about that. But yeah, it's just those like little things that you're like, oh, I wish I could be there for that.
Yeah.
At least we live in a day and age with technology, which is nice.
And our house is much more decorated and completed since we last recorded. And I really like where our house is right now.
Oh my gosh, it's beautiful. We love it.
Three bedrooms. We have our master bedroom, a guest bedroom, and we call it the den.
The den, or I just call it Andrew's room.
It's more of a music slash computer room, and that's where we're recording right now.
Yep, yep. Andrew did a great job in here. He set up a whole bunch of lights and all the technological stuff. It's starting to look like our actual house, like we live here. We pretty much have gone through all of our boxes from moving and everything.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, there is still boxes. I have phased through a lot of the board games, and so we're down to one closet, if you can believe it.
Which is, that's pretty good for Andrew.
That's pretty good. We also, I started up in another D&D group.
Yeah.
So we talked about D&D back home, and mm-hmm. that one's still going, and we're doing another one over Discord, and then we have some friends that were doing D&D, and I was able to start that back up with them.
Yeah. Andrew's really been enjoying that.
Yeah, it's really fun. Working at the church has been awesome. Office is all shark themed and really fun, and just staying ahead of work and getting that routine down and having an awesome boss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honestly, everyone at our church is super awesome.
Yeah.
Couldn't wish for better people.
No. I preach every now and then. I take care of stuff for the youth on Wednesday nights and help out with the kids ministry and VBS and kids events.
Yeah. We've had definitely a full schedule. I feel like there's always something going on, like every night of the week.
Yeah, and that's where our routine got thrown off, because it seemed like the nights that I had available, Courtney was doing something, and the nights I had something to do, Courtney wasn't doing something, and that inhibited a lot of the getting this set back up, but also the computers, but that's besides the point. I am glad to be recording again.
Yeah.
Just to catch you guys up on what we're doing. There hasn't been that much, but it's been all good.
Yeah, all good. And this is more of just a life update podcast.
We're still alive.
We're still alive. We're still here. And we're thriving. We're better than ever. Our next podcast, we'll probably talk about something really cool. I don't know. I'll think about it.
We have to formulate our talking points, because this one was more or less done on a whim.
This one I told Andrew, if we don't do it this week, I'm canceling the subscription.
And I said, I don't want that RSS subscription to be canceled, so
I want to record. So we're just doing it.
Yeah. And that's on us, and we apologize for that. And hopefully we'll get everything figured out to make optimal recording setup again.
This has been our life update.
What have you been up to this week, Courtney?
What have I been up to this week? Well, it's only Tuesday morning, to be in fact. So what did I do yesterday? I did, like, nothing yesterday.
No. We had a sick throwdown of DC Deck Builder.
Oh, we did. Okay, first of all, I woke up. Yay me.
Good job.
I don't know why I said that so aggressively, but I did.
That was like, passive aggressive.
Which, if you know me, getting out of bed is hard. Anyways, got out of bed, made some coffee, did the dishes, did a little laundry that I forgot about. Then what else did I do? I sat on the couch. I read a little bit.
You made jam.
I made jam. I made blueberry jam because I had some blueberries. I didn't want it to go bad.
Shout out to Mom giving us the jam
Mom, stuff. Mom, give me all her jam stuff. And we made, they were up here last week.
Oh yeah, they were here. That's what we've been up to.
That's what we've been up to. And they are just always on the go. You go, Mom and Dad, because I was exhausted after you left.
We went to French Lick. We could talk about French Lick.
French Lick. Wait, I'm not done yet.
Sorry.
Okay, I made jam, and then we played DC Deck Builder.
And the first round, I completely obliterated Courtney, which isn't the norm, but
lately you've been on a roll, though, with it.
And then we played our second game. We played the rematch, and that was a mistake. I should have left it as it was.
I had, like, 90-something points, and Andrew, you had, what, 40? 50?
We don't have to talk about how many.
I don't remember. But I will say, the first round, I was a sore loser, and I cried, and I ate some snacks because I was sad.
You were eating your chicharrones. And
my
then
chicharrones.
And then you spilled them on the ground and
cried. Oh my gosh, I was so sad. I just vacuumed.
And then you had to vacuum again.
Then I had to vacuum
again.
You
have a hard life.
I do have a hard life. Thank you for validating that.
So after Courtney completely destroyed me, she felt so much better. And then
I did. I was happy.
And then she called it a day, and she's like, all right, I won. I'm good now. I'm like, okay.
No, then we played Digimon, because Andrew wanted to play around a Digimon.
Also, during that second game of DC Deck Builder, I think we laughed so hard, I almost peed.
Gross. We did.
Courtney's thinking about it.
I forgot about it. Y'all.
Courtney was singing worship songs very loudly.
And then Andrew joined in very loudly, and then he got super loud.
And I was worshiping the Lord.
Now I'm sure the neighbors are... No, we're the weird neighbors. Oh my gosh.
So what was the song we were singing? Lord, you're holy.
Lord, you're holy. Lord, you're holy. And then Andrew joined in, and then we got so loud. I stopped. I was like, you need to be quiet because the neighbors definitely can hear us.
We were singing the bridge. It was so good.
These walls are thin because I can hear conversations when they're had outside. So I know the neighbors heard us. So now we're the weird neighbors. Gosh.
So they think we're fighting, but we're just worshiping the Lord.
Yeah, we're worshiping. And then
we were worshiping so aggressively.
And then we laughed so hard. We both couldn't breathe. It was pretty great. Guys, being married is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty great. That was intense.
It was intense.
So that was yesterday. Before that, this past week, Mom and Dad came up and visited.
Yeah, we did so many things. I thought we had like 3 days of nothing. That changed.
They drove all the way up here from Florida like a bunch of madmen.
Yeah, it was like a 16-hour drive for them. Longer than that.
Yeah, they drove the whole way, and we were able to spend time with them. We went fishing for our dad's day out.
Yep. Fishing, ate some burgers, then we came home. I did some Bible journaling with Mom.
Yeah.
And then, you know, church.
And I preached that Sunday.
Yep.
And it was really good. And then there was also a blood donation. Oh, my gosh. So everyone got to donate blood. Courtney, Mom, and Dad, but not me, because I'm a baby.
Because he's a sissy.
Because I have baby veins and they have to use the butterfly needle. And... And it just takes forever, and it doesn't feel good, and I really don't enjoy it.
Okay.
I don't...
It's okay. We know you're a sissy. You don't have to justify it.
I want to give my blood. I just wish there was a way I could do it.
Without you knowing?
Yeah.
All right. Continue your story.
But Dad passed out.
Yeah, he did. Poor Dad. But it was his first time giving blood, and one of the ladies said that's common because your body's like, whoa, why is this happening to me? I'm losing blood.
Yeah, and we had to take a bit of a pause after that.
And he's also been dieting, which he's been great. He's been doing great at. So we had to stay at church for a little bit. And then he came home and took like a 4-hour nap.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was good. Everyone took a 4-hour nap.
And then later on that, well, Courtney got like a million new plants
for her garden. For my garden. Yeah, we have rose bushes out front. We got succulents out front. We got an apricot tree in the backyard.
So Courtney calls me while I'm in the middle of helping my father and our contractor fix a repair on the house. Courtney's like, hey, I found this apricot tree. Can I take it home?
I said, it's only $16. Yay or nay. And I said,
I mean, I'm not going to stop you, but are you going to be able to fit it in your car?
And I said, bet. So Andrew's mom and I were laughing so hard trying to shove this tree. I have a little tiny Kia. And we were trying to shove this apricot tree into my car, which we did. We did get it.
Mom and Dad brought their van to transport large stuff, which Dad and I had been transporting dirt in like steps and stuff. So we had a bit of a load, but the van definitely would have helped you guys out.
Yeah, but we got it in there. That's the most important part. And Andrew's mom was a troop and helped me plant everything. So now we just got to wait like 3 years for apricots. And then watch out, everyone. I'm going to be making apricot sourdough scones. I said that aggressively, too.
You are being a bit aggressive right now.
I'm just so excited.
I don't know if I'm a fan of that.
I'm so excited. And Andrew's dad built us steps for every imaginable place in our house.
Yeah, we needed some steps because our entryways have been a bit steep. And our back is literally a drop off, like a foot drop.
Poor Marley was breaking her legs every time she had to jump down. She
plopped into the snow.
Oh my gosh, when it was icy, she just slid. I felt bad. I was a bad dog mom. I felt bad. But now there's steps there. Thanks, Dad. We love you.
Yeah, Dad helped us build those steps, and they work fantastic.
They're awesome. They're amazeballs.
And then, like we mentioned before, we went to French Lick.
Yeah, that place was so cool.
What is French Lick?
French Lick is a town.
French Lick is a town where they have built two very large resorts. One of them being a giant dome.
Well, they restored that one from the 20s, right?
From the 20s?
1920s? I think it was built, like, all the way back then.
Yes. And then it burned down sometime in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And then they had to rebuild it again. Rebuilt it.
96, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm smart.
So, they were both beautiful resorts.
Yeah.
Very historic and very pristine.
They had really cool golf courses there.
Yes.
One of, like, the best golf courses.
Expensive golf courses.
Bro, it was $450 for one person.
And I don't know if that's including caddy tip or any of the other.
Tip's definitely not. Ugh. Yeah, then you got to think, like, if you don't have golf clubs, you got to do golf clubs, mm-hmm, and your caddy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so much. Probably have to rent the golf cart.
Yeah.
So, yeah, crazy. But I will say, Andrew's dad drove us to the top. It's, like, up a hill, a giant hill.
Up a mountain.
And drove us to the top to look at it. And the view was breathtaking. There was, like, these giant, I don't know if they were mountains, but they were giant hills. And there was, like, fog, like, rolling over. It was so pretty. It was a beautiful day.
Yeah, it was a beautiful view. And then we walked around the town and ate and got ice cream. And the stores were really cute. And then we went to the West Baden Resort, where the big dome, that's the big dome one. And there was a harpist playing.
And we just sat in all kinds of different chairs.
Their chairs were so, so comfortable.
We just chair hopped from lounge to lounge.
And just relaxed.
It was great.
And Courtney said, I want this lounge chair. And I looked it up and it was like $3,000.
And I said, never mind.
But honestly, I think it would be worth it because that was so comfortable.
I would replace the whole couch for that chair. It was so comfy.
And we were also informed that we needed to use the bathroom while we were there because the bathrooms,
they were fancy.
You went to the bathroom there.
Yeah, I did. Oh, you didn't go in?
No.
It was fancy and it smelled good.
If I want to.
They had fancy towels. It was really cool. They had, like, gold embroidery on them.
Embroidery?
Yeah.
Cool. So, if there's one place I want to go number two, it's going to be there.
But I will say, they get points knocked off because there were still gaps in between the doors. America, do better with your public restrooms.
Yeah, you could.
Stop putting gaps in between the doors.
No.
Why do we do that?
Let's put an end to gaps.
I was reading. Someone on Facebook from back at home said they went to France and there was no gaps in the doors and the toilets. They were full ceiling to door, ceiling to floor.
Ceiling to door, ceiling to floor.
And there was privacy. Why are we still living in the dark ages over here?
Listen, I want to poop in private. I don't want to have anyone exactly peeking through the gap.
No. And no one wants to see that. Let's be honest. That's my tangent about the
toilets. Courtney just tangented about bathrooms.
But they had fancy towels with gold. They had fancy hand lotion. I stole a hand towel from my junk journal. There's still paper, but it's like good quality, like soft paper.
Yeah.
Anyways, worth it. 10 out of 10.
So French Lick was really, really fun.
Yeah.
The drive there was a bit rough.
Oh, yeah, it's in the hills, and I'm not good in the back seat. And there was a semi behind us. I had lots of anxiety and throw
the
up.
Semis did not care they at didn't. All.
I really thought one was going to roll right off the hill. Poor Andrew's dad, he was driving, and he was nice enough to pull over at one point to let the semis go through so I wouldn't throw up in the car. But
it's ridiculous.
Man, crazy times. It's a crazy world we live in.
It is crazy. So that's what you've been up to this week?
That's what we've all been up to this past week. What have you been up to since yesterday?
So, Courtney and I, we played a new game that came out this year called Split Fiction.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I know, because it came out in March.
It was so good.
And we didn't finish it until just this past week. And it was really, really fun.
Yeah, we sat on the couch one night till like midnight playing. And I don't ever do that. After like 30 minutes, I'm usually done.
The game was really long.
Yeah, it was.
For a co-op game?
But it was put together so well. I loved the story.
So I liked it. If you've ever played or heard of the game It Takes Two, it is the follow-up from that studio to... It's not a sequel, but it's similar in concept, where it's two players sitting on the couch playing the game together. And so in Split Fiction, you play as a fantasy writer and a sci-fi writer. Mm-hmm. And they get thrown into this machine that takes their stories and turns them into like virtual reality.
Yeah, it's really cool. Like they were trying to steal their story ideas.
And so they got to basically live through their stories. And it was a lot of fun.
And fight their inner demons at the end.
They fought their inner demons.
And they became best friends. It was just so good.
It was really
good.
And
I think it was something everyone could enjoy. Because I'm not a gamer by any means. But I really enjoyed it.
There's a little bit of language. But
there is, yeah.
It was still a really good, really good game.
Yeah. 10 out of 10.
Split Fiction is where it's at.
How many times did I say 10 out of 10 in this podcast?
A lot.
At least 7.
But it's a good game. And if you have someone to play it with, it does have online co-op as well. And only one person needs to have the game. The other person can piggyback for free.
And if you don't have someone to play it with, go make a friend.
Go make a friend. That's Courtney's recommendation.
Come to our church.
You can do that.
We'll play with you. We'll play the game with you. Can you cut that out? I don't even want that in there.
No, it's there forever.
No, please cut that out.
Courtney will play with you.
No, stop.
TM.
Stop. Also, I have no book recommendations for you because I've also been in a reading slump since we've moved. I have not read one book. That's not true. I reread some books that I've already read, but I've already talked about them.
But your thing lately has been finding new recipes and listening to Crunchy Mom podcasts.
Yeah, I don't know what it is because I'm not a mom. But I love listening to these Crunchy Mom podcasts. That's like my new fave. Hey, if you have a suggestion, drop it in the comments below. Let us know your favorite Crunchy Mom podcast. That's it.
That's it.
Goodbye. No.
So, yeah, haven't really played a whole lot of new games. The games that I have played this year, we'll talk about my favorite game so far next time. Because I will not get into a tangent about it now.
Next time. There will be no next time.
But there is a Game of the Year contender, and Courtney watched me play it.
Oh, yeah, I did.
It was really, really good, and the music has been stuck in my head ever since.
Oh, is it the one I'm thinking of?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. This is Courtney here. Thanks for listening. If you want to follow, go ahead and follow us on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, anywhere you can listen to podcasts. Find us, Carlson and Chill. Hit that follow button. Leave a comment. Like our podcast. Tell your friends. Tell your grandma. Tell your weird neighbors.
Please comment on our podcast to let us know that you're still alive and that you're still good. Because we haven't been around for so long. We just need to make sure everyone's okay.
So if you're alive, let us know. If you're not, just leave a little bone emoji.
Or a like.
That'll work too.
But we really appreciate you guys sticking with us. If you're still sticking with us. If not, we understand because we dropped off the face of the earth.
And that's really our bad.
So let it not be our bad by supporting us in any way you can. And we love you so much.
Back to the podcast.
So in terms of what we've been up to recently, that's pretty much been it. And there's a lot to look forward to as we continue 2025.
Yeah. We've had so many friend hangouts, so many church hangouts.
We're going to Holiday World this weekend.
Holiday World. It's a... it's a playground.
It is most certainly more than a playground.
It is an amusement park full of holidays. I've never even heard of this.
No, but it's a big thing in Indiana, located in Santa Claus, Indiana.
Yeah, and someone told me they got free soda and free sunscreen. And let me tell you,
Free parking.
I'm more excited about the free sunscreen than anything.
Like, they sound like they're super reasonable and they know what's up.
Universal, take some tips from them because you're starting to go downhill.
Free parking, free soft drinks, free sunscreen.
Yeah!
And if your day of your ticket gets rained out, they reimburse you and let you choose another day.
We're going to ride the gravy train.
There's, different parts of the theme park are themed after different holidays. There's one for Thanksgiving.
That one's got to be in Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving. There's one for Thanksgiving. There's Christmas. There's a water park also included, and that looks super good.
I think they said the 4th of July.
Yeah, Independence Day.
And one for something else. But yeah, we're super excited. That will be this coming Saturday.
Yes, it will.
So we'll let you know how it goes.
So,
and if it's worth a trip.
We will fill you in on our Holiday World experience after it takes place.
Yes and amen.
And I think that will be it for today, guys. I know it's been a long road getting this back up and running. And so help me, Lord, I hope it sounds good.
It's going to sound fantastic.
And if it doesn't sound good, don't let us know.
Don't tell us, because we will cry.
I'm going to cry.
Andrew will cry. And he doesn't do that
often. I will edit the podcast, and I will know how bad it sounds.
And I don't want to listen to him cry, so don't tell us.
All right, Courtney. Leave us with something meaningful.
I didn't think of anything. I forgot.
Nailed it.
I actually like that.
I know.
But I feel like we're talking about a lot of the bad things. I just hit this. I'm sorry.
You did just hit that.
But.
Sippy break, sippy break. Taking like the
dead fish. Is it a city or a town? What's the difference?
It's a town.
What's the difference between a city and a town?
Size.
That's what she said. Sorry.
You're being aggressive right now.
That wasn't aggressive. Marley is snoring. She is so snoring. So loud. Mars.
So French Lick is a town. French Lick.
You made the little sound. Mar, you're snoring.
So French Lick is a town that is in the southern portion of Indiana. But in this town, they have built a large resort.
Two.
That is in the nearby town West Baden.
What?
I think West Baden and French Lick are two separate towns.
They're in the same town.
Okay. French Lick is a town.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry. Okay, good. I'm sorry.
French Lick is a town where they have built two large resorts. Courtney's done.
I don't know why I'm laughing so hard. I'm sorry. Okay, two large resorts. Go.